This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. officials said WNBA star Brittany Griner is heading back to the United States after Russia released her Thursday in exchange for a Russian arms dealer. Griner is free, but another American remains held in Russia. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The family of another American detained in Russia backs the U.S. move to free Brittany Griner. The Biden administration says it made every possible offer to free Paul Whelan, and Moscow refused. There was only one move.
This was not a choice of which American to bring home.
The choice was one or none.
And we brought one home today.
It's a great day to have an American freed.
Brother David Whelan says his family thinks President Biden made the right call with the deal to free Griner and appreciates that the White House gave a heads up.
It allowed us to process the news, the disappointment, and really the devastation.
Paul Whelan serving a 16-year sentence on spying charges. The family fears he won't be home anytime soon.
He's very disappointed.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Peru's ousted former president Pedro Castillo was ordered to a 7-day preliminary jail sentence on Thursday, a day after he was arrested and criminally charged with rebellion and conspiracy. Meanwhile, Castillo's successor and former vice president, Dina Boluarte, said her presidency is an opportunity to address what is happening with the country. She said later on, in coordination with all political parties, they might seek alternatives to redirection the destiny of the country. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is